want you to notice, brothers and sisters, that we, as a congregation, are surrounded by the devil and his demons. We do not wrestle as a church, as a congregation, with flesh and blood. Men are not our enemies, not directly, not the nations, not individuals. Our church right now is suffering a measure of persecution. There are men and women who are hurling false accusations against us and against our leadership. But brothers and sisters, we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. We do not wrestle with these particular individuals. They have been taken captive by Satan to do his will. And I admit it was an easy victory because of the corruption and the sin that's in our hearts, in the human heart. But they are not our enemy. It's the one who is at work in them and through them and behind them, which is the devil and his demons. This is what Paul means when he says rulers and authorities and cosmic powers of darkness and forces of evil. That does not refer to the kingdoms of this earth. It would be easy to understand that passage that way. You would say rulers, authorities. We're talking about Trump. We're talking about Putin. We're talking about North Korea or the Senate. No, we're not talking about those things at all. These rulers, these authorities, these cosmic powers are the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. They are the demonic forces of the evil one. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the nature of this enemy. It's important that we understand something about the nature of Satan and of his demons. Now, you know that Satan and his demons are nothing more than fallen angels. So I need